Syrian army forces backed by Lebanese Hezbollah fighters have made fresh gains in their fight against militants. Armed units have gained control of two border valleys in the Alamut region. Hezbollah and the Syrian army launched an offensive against militants in the strategic border region last month. In Yemen, Ansarullah fighters and allied army units have flushed out Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists from the Khanjar barracks in Jowf province. The Yemeni fighters have stepped up their fight against Al-Qaeda in recent months, securing large areas from the terrorists across the country. Saudi warplanes have carried out fresh attacks on Yemen. At least four civilians have been killed in airstrikes targeting Razan district in the northwestern Sa'ada province. Earlier, Saudi jets bombed a gas station in the same province. Dozens of cars went up in flames following the raid. The United States is planning to establish a new military base in Iraq and deploy hundreds of troops there. U.S. administration officials say the base would be open in Anbar province and the soldiers would help train and advise Iraqi forces. Israeli forces have killed a Palestinian during a raid at a refugee camp in the northern West Bank city of Jenin. The 21-year-old man was killed during clashes with Israeli troops. Palestinian officials say the victim died as Israeli soldiers prevented an ambulance from taking him to hospital. China has told its expatriate laborers to refuse to work in Israel's settlement projects in the occupied West Bank. Tel Aviv says a move caused a deadlock in talks over Chinese migrant workers. China's stance is probably due to support for Palestinian state. The first vessel of a pro-Palestinian flotilla aiming to break Israel's naval blockade on Gaza has reached Spain's Motril port. The trawler Marianne of Gothenburg set sail from its home port in Sweden on May the 9th. It's carrying solar cell panels and medical equipment for Gazans.